This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Saber, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell & Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy. Here's Frank and Habbo.
Good evening. Welcome to Who's Talking. Frank and Habbo in studio. We have a really terrific show tonight. We say that a lot, but it really is true tonight. Lars Tiffany, head lacrosse coach, is on the line. We'll be with him in a moment. Dr. Jody Smith, a friend of the show, Dan Bonner, and really a friend of the show who's in studio with us tonight, Tony Grillo. He's been a friend of mine for probably at least 25 years or so.
Shocking.
Longtime sponsor. He's the CEO and general partner of Friday's Restaurants, and we're going to be hearing from him periodically during the hour. But let's get started by welcoming Lars Tiffany. I think this is year eight for Coach Tiffany. Two national titles and counting. Coach, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on a terrific opening day win.
Hey, thank you, Frank. Thank you for having me back on the show. And I like what you said there, two and counting. I hope we can keep counting on these national championships and add some more. But we got a lot of work to do, but it was certainly a good start against the Michigan Wolverines.
Well, you know, last year, and this is Habbo, by the way. Frank, is he'll be jumping in here in a moment. But I think last year I told you that I like to plan my Memorial Day weekends around the national lacrosse semifinals. So I take the blame for last year. I should have been more specific. I like to plan my Memorial Day around lacrosse the championship day, and I like to be happy when it's time to picnic at about 3 or 4 in the afternoon. So just keep that in mind. But at any rate, no, we're blessed to have you running the program. I know Frank's got all the details and so forth. I think the one thing that was terrific from the other day was the face-off. And I know your top guy, or your supposed top guy, was not available, so you're using a backup guy. So you got to be happy about your face-off situation.
We were very happy because we knew Michigan had one of the best in the country coming in, Justin Wheatfelt. And without Gable Braun available, and in the post-Petey Lasala era, you know, Petey for 5 years dominated the face-off X-Force. It was like, okay, here we go. And this is where the value of the transfer portal. The transfer portal is where we picked up both Anthony Gobriel, who took 23 faceoffs and won 15, and Thomas Colucci, who won 6 of his 8. And there's the value for UVA. We didn't have a lot of depth there, and we were fortunate. Both those men stepped up huge and got us the possession 65% on the day.
Hey, Lars, this is Frank. Welcome to Who's Talking. And this is arguably my favorite time of the year because basketball is getting super exciting, but I'm always jacked up when lacrosse kicks off. And I loved watching the game on Saturday. I've just been recovering from some surgery, so I didn't make it to Clockner, but I will be there soon. I want to applaud you in terms of you somehow integrated so many new players into your lineup and your system and your rotations, and somehow Matthew Nunes has gotten better in the goal. I mean, his clearing passes were the best they've been since he's been there. I mean, I was impressed. I know you had to be impressed, right?
I don't want to start taking it for granted because I do have to step back, and you're right, because he is an incredible quarterback. You know, when we see the different type of zone or man-to-man rides that we face, he's so calm and poised back there. There was one time we won a face-off and threw it backwards, and we did not set up our clear properly. He was kind of stuck back there by himself. And what does he do? He throws a 60-yard ball to McCabe Millen, and McCabe goes to the goal and scores, and Matt Nunes gets an assist when it should have been a turnover because we didn't support Matt there. He's been fantastic, and he was really good in the second and third quarters when our defense wasn't as tight as it needed to be. He just, you know, they call him saves for a reason. He saved us, and he erased mistakes.
You know, McCabe Millen, obviously first-year guy, had 5 goals in his opening game, way beyond impressive, but I saw in the paper that he originally committed to Duke and then changed his mind correctly and came to Charlottesville. You got to be happy about that.
Thrilled. You know, it's in the battles of recruiting, you know, all's fair in love and war, right? He had made the verbal commitment but hadn't signed the NLI yet, and my staff, we did 3 home visits to the Millen house, you know, trying to see if we could get him to change his mind. And we were fortunate that we found a chink in the armor, went for it, and we're thrilled. And we're, you know, hopeful that his brother is able to join us too. His brother's a junior in high school, and so the recruiting continues in the Millen family. But yeah, having McCabe come out and explode onto the Division I college lacrosse scene the way he did. I'm going to talk to him tomorrow and say, okay, McCabe, you know, there's now a scouting report on you, okay? You know, you're kind of an unknown, which is fun. You know, as Connor Schellenberger, our star attackman, you know, he sees multiple different defenses, and everyone is examining, is there a weakness there? Well, welcome, McCabe. You scored 5 goals a certain way. Now they're going to be defenses as defendant, so you got to continue to develop and bring more diversity to your game.
You know what, Coach? It's almost an embarrassment of riches. You know, you've got Connor Schellenberger, who is, you know, certainly going to be a finalist for the Tu Horton Trophy, if not, hopefully, the winner of that trophy this year. You've got McCabe Millen, the number one recruit in the nation. You've got Peyton Cormier, who I think he's a goal or two away from breaking the UVA all-time scoring record set by Doug Knight.
Yeah, apparently he would have broken it if Coach hadn't called a timeout at the wrong time.
Yes,
we
saw it happen, and I know those things happen, and you just make a decision. You got to live with it. But I'm also thinking about this newcomer, the young man that played at Tufts. You know, he's nuts. I mean, that guy, Jack Boyden, that shot over the shoulder, nobody on the field actually knew that he'd already scored. I mean, they were stunned. The cameraman kept following him, and I said, the ball's in the net. And finally the announcers knew it, but the rest of the stadium did know it, and it was just, to me, to have guys like that, I mean, he's extremely creative. I'm going to start calling him Gumby because his arms are so flexible. But, Coach, talk to us a little bit about the shift from having – you had some great stars that were so important, you know, that have left. And, you know, I think of we used to call him the thin man. I'm drawing a blank.
Xander Dixon.
Yes, Xander. Xander – you know, it looked like he needed 3 more meals just to qualify to get on the bus. But I'm watching this team, and I'm thinking, you know, this offense actually could be better. I mean, is that possible?
That's a bold statement, because we were putting up some gaudy numbers last year in certain games. You know, we really do miss Xander and so many other weapons like Jeff Connor on offense. You know, but there's something here, you know. It's in this day and age of the transfer portal, You know, we're one of those programs that can benefit from it.
Right.
It might be one of the reasons Kevin Cassis joined us. You know, we're so lucky to have him. And has been a head coach for 16 years. But he saw the other side of it. He's at Lehigh, banging away, getting the NCAA tournament, you know, every 3 or 4 years, fighting, you know, scrappy, really good coach. But, man, it was difficult if he has a star player in this new era to keep him, or at least for that star player to come back for a fifth year,
right,
if they had a fifth year due to COVID or whatever. And we're one of those programs that can attract that. And I thought, like, we have four transfers who made a big difference this past weekend. Jack Boyden, Chase Yeager, short six defensive midfielder, and the two faceoff men I mentioned earlier, Gobriel and Colucci.
Right.
And we already have a tremendous amount of depth of talent and superstar players, like you've mentioned, Schellenberg and Cormier and others. And so supplementing through the portal is tremendously beneficial for us, so that I don't know if we're going to be as explosive offensively as we were last year throughout this upcoming spring, but we've certainly had a great start against a tough physical Michigan defense.
Yeah, very good Michigan team. And, you know, the culture is, to your credit, you and your staff. Let's look ahead. Saturday afternoon here in Richmond, 1 o'clock, Robins Stadium. You face off against the Richmond Spiders, who are 1-1. And that one loss was a 2-overtime loss to Maryland, who obviously has a great lacrosse tradition themselves. What do you expect out of Richmond?
Yeah, I couldn't be more impressed. I was looking through my notes from last year after we played Richmond in the NCAA tournament game. And, you know, I was going through my notes like, they're going to be a handful next year. And here we are next year. and they certainly are. So much has returned for Dan Shamati, Paul Richards, and the staff. They've got so much back. And they have two of the best dodging attackmen in the game. Dalton Young and Aaron O'Neill, they're going to the goal themselves. And it doesn't seem to matter who's guarding them. You know, I'm watching them against really, really elite defenders from Maryland, and they didn't back down. Great defensive system. Got a faceoff man, Chinoy, who's winning the ball at the faceoff X. It's a, I'm 1-1 at Robins Stadium. And that one win was by one goal. And the last time Virginia went over there, we lost, in 2022. So we know how difficult it is to play Richmond, period, and certainly over in Robins Stadium. And looking forward to, hopefully more of a pro-UVA crowd. It's always, they cheer hard for Richmond over there. You know, it could be a good 4,000 or 5,000 people for the game Saturday.
Oh, I think that you're going to see a full stadium there at Robins Stadium. And what a great venue it will be. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. I'm a little worried about the weather, but
49 degrees and cloudy. So
we hope, but there's a storm coming. Coach, looking at your team now with new defense, you've lost a couple players. Matsui finally ran out of eligibility. I felt like he was there about 7 years. I mean, good grief. And, looking at Schroeder is a mountain. Where did you find that guy? He's got to be the biggest guy in college lacrosse, right?
We are so fortunate. John Schroeder, along with Ryan Colsey, Joey Trenzi, Kyle Morris, these are men who are second years here, but they all redshirted this past year. And so they're sort of like 18 months, three semesters of experience and practice, freshmen in a sense. And boy, John Schroeder arrived on the college lacrosse scene on Saturday. He doesn't throw that over-the-head check, that aggressive takeaway check. I don't think I've ever seen him throw that check since he showed up here at Virginia. But then all of a sudden, in his first game, he throws it three times and lands it twice.
Quint Kesnick was stunned that he did it. I mean, he talked about that in glowing terms. But I also felt like just during a regular possession, they didn't go near him. I mean, I sort of felt like they worked away from him. George Fulton's a big boy, too. You got Cole Kastner back for his big year, and I'm sure he wants to be first-team All-ACC and first-team All-American, and he should be number 39. It's almost like if you don't attack Fulton and you don't attack Schroeder, you don't attack Kastner, you got to attack the short stick middies, and you've got a bunch of them now, and I think you should be in good shape, right?
Well, you know, that's the hope. Watching Richmond's offense, what they're going to do is try to get us to change those matchups with picks on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then off-ball exchanges during an aggressive dodge. So do we go in with a mindset of maintaining matchups? Certainly. You know, there's a couple of matchups we don't want to lose. We want John Schroeder on O'Neill or Young. We want Cole Kastner on Young or O'Neill. Those are priority. But Richmond's going to do whatever they can to rub those matchups off and create advantageous. But here's the thing that I'm really impressed with that offense. I don't think Dalton Young and O'Neill care. I think that, you know, I'm watching mm-hmm. them dodge the Maryland guys. And those are really good defensemen.
Right.
And so we're going to have our hands full. But, yeah, the first game, whereas in Michigan, people weren't really going at Schroeder or Kastner that hard.
Right.
They're going to get some action. And I think they're going to be excited. Our defensemen, Cole and John and George and Kaloji, Griffin, I think they're so excited about it. They like being dodged. Sometimes right. you never get to see those guys.
Coach, that's the signal. We've got about 30 seconds. I want to thank you for coming on the show with us tonight. We always love having you on. We know lacrosse season is going to be exciting.
It's exciting and successful, and we have a great staff, great program. Coach, very best of luck. We'll talk to you soon. All right, we'll be back with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report after these messages.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for, delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 8s. 804-888-8888. Remember the day when kids with asthma were discouraged from playing sports? Well, not anymore. Game on.
Asthma affects more than 20% of elite athletes and one in every six Olympic athletes. Youths and adults can participate with proper medication and training. Activities such as football, basketball, and swimming can cause flare-ups as well as cross-country.
Talk with your allergist at Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists. Get tested, get treated, and get better.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Wolves, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Segment number two. This is the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. Frank and Hobbo in studio with good friend Tony Grillo, representing Fridays when he's not representing the golf game, the great game of golf. All right, Jody, I'm hoping you saw this, but last night in the early, I want to say maybe before the end of the first quarter, a starting linebacker for the San Francisco 49ers was hopping on the sideline next to two defensive teammates. And just as he started to move onto the field, as the teams were changing units, his leg buckled and he fell down on the turf. And we later learned that his name is Dre Greenlaw, that he'd blown his Achilles. And I don't know if you saw it. If you did, it was horrible. I mean, it was one of those things that you just go, oh, my God, how could that happen to, you know, such a preeminent athlete at that point in time? My thought to you, and I almost texted you last night, was tell us who was teaching these guys to hop up and down so vigorously on the sideline before they go into the game that they would rupture an Achilles?
I mean, I saw it, Frank. It's just bad luck. I mean, that guy's done that 15 times. He kind of hesitated before he went, and the way you rupture your Achilles is, you know, you start to push, but the tendon keeps getting longer, and so he kind of reached back, and it looked like he kind of misstepped, and it just went further than it did. It looked just like when Aaron Rodgers did his in that first game. It only takes so much stuff. So, I mean, what a terrible thing. I mean, it reminded me, honestly, of our player. I can't remember which one it was.
The defensive lineman.
Ruptured both of his quad tendons, celebrating his fumble recovery on the sidelines of the Tennessee game. It was almost the exact same thing, and just really bad luck. You know, you step awkwardly, it's a lot of body mass to get going, and sometimes your tendons just can't control that.
Hey, Jody, our friend Tony Grillo has a question for you.
Hey, Doctor. Sure. Thanks. You know, you seem to see a lot of these injuries on this AstroTurf. Do you also, with your experience, do you see a lot of it on just regular grass, or do you attribute some of this to the – because you see knees and ankles and Achilles. What's your feeling on that, on the AstroTurf as to grass?
The turf rumor, which has never really been completely borne out, is that because you're able to kind of get more grip, your foot stops you know, and the body goes. And so the knee injuries are the ones that they used to get really excited about. And they're playing on grass last night. They brought it in. And I think we see equal, you know, injuries of this type, of these kind of tendon injuries. And, you know, they looked at a paper where they looked in the pros and looked at the number of ACL injuries. And when you evened it out for based on kind of how many of each field they were, it's really about the same. I think it's more about, you know, you get big people kind of, you know, bulking up, getting bigger than probably they were supposed to be, and then a lot of bad luck involved in the middle.
I think he's talking about me, bigger than I was supposed to be.
How about put down the Twinkies? Hey,
the problem is Tony brought in appetizers. You know, I'm ready to eat something.
Yeah, I've seen him eat lunch, Doctor. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jody, an interesting thing that I noticed on Saturday when Virginia's lacrosse team was playing Michigan, there were a couple of players slipping as they were making their moves, and what I'm wondering is, there was a lot of chatter on the internet and the message boards and everything concerning the length of the cleats. And the coaches are telling the players they want them to wear longer cleats, and the players won't do it because the players are afraid that if they wear the long cleats, they'll grab and then they'll hurt their knees. So what has been your observation there or thoughts on that?
It's hard to argue. I mean, I think it's safer for them to slip and fall than it is for them to get their leg caught up and twist and go too far. So I think, you know, it's hard to argue with, and that it does affect your overall efficiency. And there's probably some middle ground there where you can get just the right length. It doesn't put you at higher risk. And it was so damn wet out there. It had been raining for a bit that I think they just were slipping and sliding all over the place. But those guys don't like those. They've been taught from the beginning, because if you wear cleats, where that came from, and that's the one thing that will happen, is if you wear cleats on an AstroTurf surface, you'll get hurt because they really, really grab. And I think that's where some of them might have gotten that idea. And that also maybe where the idea that the turf is worse for you than regular grass is.
Jody, we got about 30 seconds here. Well, there's the music. One quick one, just a quick thought. As you're watching Dante Harris, and he played a little bit against Florida State Saturday night, is it a fracture? Is it an ankle? What do you think's going on?
I'm not gonna guess. I mean, my supposition from the beginning was that it was a sprain, although they did really quickly pull the red shirt off of Gertrude, so they knew it was going to be a bit.
All right,
thank you, Jody. All right, we're going to go to our bottom of the hour break. We got Dan Bonner joining us to talk a little basketball after these messages. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services.
There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News. To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very very bright.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps, so awesome we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Who to get the job done. And call Hildreth at 1-800-476-6683.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Back, Who's Talking is live. Foggy, rainy, weird weather here in Richmond. We want to thank Jody Smith for joining us just in the last segment. We enjoyed having head coach Lars Tiffany with us at the beginning of the show. And now we have one of our favorite contributors and certainly one of Hobbo's best friends, Dan Bonner.
Yes, he's a contemporary, which means he's
older.
He's mature. Let's put it that way.
He's older than I am, but not that many years.
But he does a terrific job, always has. And Dan, how many years have you been doing TV now?
Well, geez, Hob, that's this is my 44th year doing television.
Wow.
What?
And I did of course the Virginia radio for 2 years before that. Yeah. So unbelievably, I've been at this broadcasting thing for 46 years.
Well, and you do it extraordinarily well. That's why you've done it for so long, and you still look much younger than your years. That helps on TV.
Yeah,
you know, Frank and I have faces made for radio. That's part of our problem.
How about speak for yourself?
Well, I was going to say, I included myself. I was mainly going to say you, but. But at any rate, hey, let's get to basketball.
You could work for the Democrats.
Speaking of doing games, my understanding you're going to be broadcasting the Virginia Pitt game tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Jim. For once, I have a home game, and so I'm looking forward to that. I've seen Pitt a number of times recently, and they have developed into a very good basketball team. And I haven't seen Virginia since the December 2nd game. Against Syracuse, and clearly Virginia has come a long, long way since that point, too. And these are two of the hottest teams in the ACC. I think it ought to be a really, really good game.
Yeah, tell me, I know Pitt didn't get off to a terrific start. What has happened for them? Is it just player development, or did they have some injuries, or do they have some eligibility issues? What has changed for the Pitt Panthers?
Well, Jim, I think it's like we used to do in the old days. A coach got a chance to develop his team. You didn't have to be the best dang team in the country the first day out of the blocks. But Pitt last year had four fifth-year guys, veteran players in the backcourt, been there, done that, and they lost all of them. And so what they had to do is they had to totally redo their backcourt, and they got one transfer guy in, but basically they've done it with freshmen. And so they're sort of old school along that line. And the kid Carvin Carrington and Jared Lowe are two of the very best freshman guards in the conference, and they are sort of the key to the whole thing Pitt does.
And let me ask you this: I don't want to give away your broadcast tomorrow night, but what if you are asked what are the keys to the game tomorrow night? How would you answer that?
Well, what I would say, Jim, is that Pitt is a team that shoots more threes than anybody else in the conference. And so you have to run them off the three-point line. And, you know, whether they're making them or they're missing them, they're going to shoot them. They don't shoot a very high percentage, but they take a lot of and make a lot of tough shots. They're very, very good defensively. And so I think, you know, you just have to be able to dig in on defense and not give up threes. And then you have to be able to score some threes yourself.
You know, that was certainly, you remember this, that was my philosophy. When you're hot, keep shooting. And when you're cold, shoot till you're hot. That was the Hobo philosophy. At any rate,
your philosophy was also, if you were in the gym, you were open. And I think that's Blake Hinson's philosophy, too.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, hey, we have a good friend and sponsor, Tony Grillo, here, and his son went to Louisville, so I think he's going to ask you a question about the Cardinals. Go ahead, Tony.
Okay.
Hey, Dan. Nice to semi-meet you here. But so we've had some uncertainty in our coaching and some of the leadership at the school right now. With only three conference wins, we're not being very competitive. And have you had any interaction with the program, and have you maybe have some inside good news for us?
You know, Tony, I have had interaction. I've done a couple of Louisville games, and I don't know that, you know, I have any particular good news except to say that this Louisville team is at least 100% better than last year's Louisville team. You know, their results, their net is way better than it was last year, and the results in terms of winning and losing hasn't been very good, but they haven't been blown out as many times. They actually have legit ACC players, and that's not to argue that anybody should keep or lose his job. That's just an observation that they're still not at the level where Louisville wants to be, where I think a program that has plays in a downtown area like that, that so many businesses depend on to be good, is not to that level yet. And I don't know how long that's going to take. I don't know. I'm not recommending that they either change or not change leadership. My observation is that they are much better this year than they were last year.
Hey, Dan, this is Frank.
Thank you. I happen to agree with that. And I feel if they solve the uncertainty, whether they stay or they change, to make the decision will be a big factor. So thanks for the comments.
All right.
Oh,
let's go back to Pitt for a minute, because this is a big game. I think the Cavaliers have won 8 straight games and played themselves right into to be in competitive for the ACC title this year. I did see the Pitt Duke game some time ago, and Blake Hinson went off. He's fearless. He will shoot. He shoot the ball if he's out of bounds. I do think, having watched that guard, Jalen Lowe, he is a handful. He's quick. He smiles a lot, as if he knows something that everybody else doesn't know. And he's good free throw shooter under pressure. He down in Cameron, he made his free throws. And if somebody was going to crack, it would be at that moment. He was smiling. Tell us a little bit about what does Virginia have to do besides guard the arc a little bit and prevent people shooting from three? Because I kind of felt like Hinson and Lowe, they can drive. I mean, they're dangerous going to the hoop.
Well, the way Pitt plays, they don't have a back-to-the-basket center. Right. They have two guys, Federico, and then it's Guillermo, who's the one who's not hurt, Guillermo Diaz-Graham. Both are 7 foot tall, both weigh 120 pounds, and so they do not have a back-to-the-basket presence. So they like to spread the court, and they like to attack off the dribble with their guards or with Blake Hinson.
Yes.
And so I think, number one, you have to stay in front of them. You have to keep them out on the perimeter, because what they like to do is drive into the lane and spray the ball out. That's where they get a lot of their threes. But they will attack you. They will start the game attacking you, and they will continue to attack you, and you have to keep them on the perimeter.
You know what, Dan, and tomorrow night, as Frank said, it's a critical game for both teams. But just looking ahead, Wake Forest on Saturday, that's another team that's playing really well. They have a big game, coincidentally, tonight in Durham against Duke, which is another big game in the standings. But I know you've seen Wake recently. How they're playing extraordinarily well, too, aren't they?
They sure are, Jim. And the one thing about Wake Forest is they can really put points on the board. They have multiple options, guys who can score. You know, everybody talks about their guards, Kevin Miller. They're got transfer from Central Michigan, and he's as fast with the basketball as anybody that I've seen for a while in the ACC. And then Hunter Salas, who played for 2 years at Gonzaga but didn't play very much, he had 33 over the weekend in their win against NC State. But in addition, they have, you know, they've got that English guy, Cameron Hildreth, yep, who is probably, in my opinion, the most aggressive player in the Atlantic Coast Conference. And the guy that people don't talk much about is their 6'11 power forward, Andrew Carr, who made the winning basket the other day. So
yep,
they have a lot of options. They can really put points on the board, as Virginia discovered the last time they played.
You know, I look up and down the ACC, and I see the league as being pretty good. You know, Duke and Carolina, obviously Virginia's playing well.
Wake,
Florida State, NC State, you get down the line. Miami, obviously, they're having a disappointing year, but they've got talent. Why do you think the ACC is not getting the love from the national people?
Jim, I think it has everything to do with the metrics that we use to determine who's good and who's not good. We use the net, and everything is based on the net. Everybody talks about quad one wins and all that kind of stuff, and the NCAA people argue with you and say the net isn't a ranking system, it's a sorting system, and yet on the NCAA's own website, they call it the net rankings, and it may sort, but it sorts based on quad one, quad two, and so on.
Right.
And that is a seriously flawed system. They'll tell you anything they want, but it's based on the margin of victory. They say they cap it at 10 points, but they don't, because the biggest measure in there is your offensive efficiency minus your defensive efficiency, and dress that up any way you want to. That's the score.
I would just jump in here real quick. Is that one of Virginia's problems, because they lost games by large margins?
Well, it's one of their problems if you lose a game by a large margin, but it's also a problem if you play a team that maybe isn't as highly rated and you don't beat the living daylights out of them.
Right.
If you look at the Big 12 teams and their non-conference schedule, for the most part, they played horrible teams, they beat the living daylights out of them, and so they all have real good nets. And that's my problem with that system. It's a flawed system. It's based heavily on efficiency rating measures, and if, you know, that's just crazy. Nolan Richardson told me one time, there's only one stat in a basketball game that has any importance at all, and that's the score. And so we ought to be measuring who's winning, and a team like Virginia is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Who's talking?
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services.
There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News. To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim. Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps, so awesome we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Who to get the job done. And call Hildreth at 1-800-476-6683.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Back, Who's Talking is live. Foggy, rainy, weird weather here in Richmond. We want to thank Jody Smith for joining us just the last segment. We enjoyed having head coach Lars Tiffany with us at the beginning of the show. And now we have one of our favorite contributors and certainly one of Hobo's best friends, Dan Bonner.
Yes, he's a contemporary, which means he's
older.
He's mature. Let's put it that way.
He's older than I am, but not that many years.
But he does a terrific job, always has. And Dan, how many years have you been doing TV now?
Well, geez, Hob, that's this is my 44th year doing television.
Wow!
What?
And I did, of course, the Virginia radio for 2 years before that. Yeah. So unbelievably, I've been at this broadcasting thing for 46 years.
Well, and you do it extraordinarily well. That's why you've done it for so long, and you still look much younger than your years. That helps on TV.
Yeah,
you know, Frank and I have faces made for radio. That's part of our problem.
Hobo, speak for yourself.
Well, I was going to say, I included myself. I was mainly going to say you, but. But at any rate, hey, let's get to basketball.
You could work for the Democrats.
Speaking of doing games, my understanding, you're going to be broadcasting the Virginia Pitt game tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Jim. For once, I have a home game, and so I'm looking forward to that. I've seen Pitt a number of times recently, and they have developed into a very good basketball team, and I haven't seen Virginia in person since the December 2nd game. Against Syracuse, and clearly Virginia has come a long, long way since that point, too. And these are two of the hottest teams in the ACC. I think it ought to be a really, really good game.
Yeah, tell me, I know Pitt didn't get off to a terrific start. What has happened for them? Is it just player development, or did they have some injuries, or do they have some eligibility issues? What has changed for the Pitt Panthers?
Well, Jim, I think it's like we used to do in the old days. A coach got a chance to develop his team. You didn't have to be the best dang team in the country the first day out of the blocks. But Pitt last year had four fifth-year guys, veteran players in the backcourt, been there, done that, and they lost all of them. And so what they had to do is they had to totally redo their backcourt, and they got one transfer guy in, but basically they've done it with freshmen. And so they're sort of old school along that line. And the kid Carvin Carrington and Jared Lowe are two of the very best freshman guards in the conference, and they are sort of the key to the whole thing Pitt does.
And let me ask you this: I don't want to give away your broadcast tomorrow night, but what are the keys to the game tomorrow night? How would you answer that?
Well, what I would say, Jim, is that Pitt is a team that shoots more threes than anybody else in the conference. And so you have to run them off the three-point line. And, you know, whether they're making them or they're missing them, they're going to shoot them. They don't shoot a very high percentage, but they take a lot of and make a lot of tough shots. They're very, very good defensively. And so I think, you know, you just have to be able to dig in on defense and not give up threes. And then you have to be able to score some threes yourself.
You know, that was certainly, you remember this, that was my philosophy. When you're hot, keep shooting. And when you're cold, shoot till you're hot. That was the Hobo philosophy. At any rate,
your philosophy was also, if you were in the gym, you were open. And I think that's Blake Hinson's philosophy, too.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, hey, we have a good friend and sponsor, Tony Grillo. Here and his son went to Louisville, so I think he's going to ask you a question about the Cardinals. Go ahead, Tony.
Okay.
Hey, Dan. Nice to semi meet you here. But so we've had some uncertainty in our coaching and some of the leadership at the school right now. With only three conference wins, we're not being very competitive. And have you had any interaction with the program? And have you maybe have some inside good news for us?
You know, Tony, I have had interaction. I've done a couple of Louisville games. And I don't know that, you know, I have any particular good news except to say that this Louisville team is at least 100% better than last year's Louisville team. You know, their results, their net is way better than it was last year. And the results in terms of winning and losing hasn't been very good, but they haven't been blown out as many times. They actually have legit ACC players. And that's not to argue that anybody should keep or lose his job. That's just an observation that they're still not at the level where Louisville wants to be. where I think a program that has plays in a downtown area like that, that so many businesses depend on to be good, is not to that level yet, and I don't know how long that's going to take. I don't know. I'm not recommending that they either change or not change leadership. My observation is that they are much better this year than they were last year.
Hey, Dan, this is Frank.
Thank you. I happen to agree with that, and I feel if they solve the uncertainty, whether they stay or they change, to make the decision will be a big factor. So thanks for the comments.
All right.
Oh, you're welcome.
Let's go back to Pitt for a minute, because this is a big game. I think the Cavaliers have won 8 straight games and played themselves right into being competitive for the ACC title this year. I did see the Pitt Duke game some time ago, and Blake Hinson went off. He's fearless. He will shoot. He shoot the ball if he's out of bounds. I do think, having watched that guard, Jalen Lowe, he is a handful. He's quick. He smiles a lot, as if he knows something that everybody else doesn't know. And he's good free throw shooter under pressure. He down in Cameron, he made his free throws. And if somebody was going to crack, it would be at that moment. He was smiling. Tell us a little bit about what does Virginia have to do besides guard the arc a little bit and prevent people shooting from three, because I kind of felt like Hinson and Lowe, they can drive. I mean, they're dangerous going to the hoop.
Well, the way Pitt plays, they don't have a back-to-the-basket center.
Right.
They have two guys, Federico, and then it's Guillermo, who's the one who's not hurt, Guillermo Diaz-Graham. Both are 7 foot tall, both weigh 120 pounds. And so they do not have a back-to-the-basket presence. So they like to spread the court, and they like to attack off the dribble with their guards or with Blake Hinson.
Yes.
And so I think, number one, you have to stay in front of them. You have to keep them out on the perimeter, because what they like to do is drive into the lane and spray the ball out. That's where they get a lot of their threes. But they will attack you. They will start the game attacking you, and they will continue to attack you, and you have to keep them on the perimeter.
You know what, Dan, and tomorrow night, as Frank said, it's a critical game for both teams. But just looking ahead, Wake Forest on Saturday, that's another team that's playing really well. They have a big game, coincidentally, tonight in Durham against Duke, which is another big game in the standings. But I know you've seen Wake recently. How they're playing extraordinarily well, too, aren't they?
They sure are, Jim. And the one thing about Wake Forest is they can really put points on the board. They have multiple options, guys who can score. You know, everybody talks about their guards, Kevin Miller. They're got transfer from Central Michigan, and he's as fast with the basketball as anybody that I've seen for a while in the ACC. And then Hunter Salas, who played for 2 years at Gonzaga but didn't play very much, he had 33 over the weekend in their win against NC State. But in addition, they have, you know, they've got that English guy, Cameron Hildreth,
yep,
who is probably, in my opinion, the most aggressive player in the Atlantic Coast Conference. And the guy that people don't talk much about is their 6'11 power forward, Andrew Carr, who made the winning basket the other day. So
yep,
they have a lot of options. They can really put points on the board, as Virginia discovered the last time they played.
You know, I look up and down the ACC, and I see the league as being pretty good. You know, Duke and Carolina, obviously Virginia's playing well.
Wake,
Florida State, NC State, you get down the line. Miami, obviously, they're having a disappointing year, but they've got talent. Why do you think the ACC is not getting the love from the national people?
Jim, I think it has everything to do with the metrics that we use to determine who's good and who's not good. We use the net, and everything is based on the net. Everybody talks about quad one wins and all that kind of stuff. And the NCAA people argue with you and say the net isn't a ranking system. It's a sorting system. And yet on the NCAA's own website, they call it the net rankings. And it may sort, but it sorts based on quad one, quad two, and so on.
Right.
And it's that is a seriously flawed system. They'll tell you anything they want, but it's based on the margin of victory. They say they cap it at 10 points, but they don't, because the biggest measure in there is your offensive efficiency minus your defensive efficiency, and dress that up any way you want to. That's the score.
I'm going
to
just jump in here real quick. Is that one of Virginia's problems because they lost games by large margins?
Well, it's one of their problems if you lose a game by a large margin, but it's also a problem if you play a team that maybe isn't as highly rated and you don't beat the living daylights out of them.
Right.
If you look at the Big 12 teams and their non-conference schedule, for the most part, they played horrible teams. They beat the living daylights out of them, and so they all have real good nets. And that's my problem with that system. It's a flawed system. It's based heavily on efficiency rating measures. And, if, you know, that's just crazy. Nolan Richardson told me one time there's only one stat in a basketball game that has any importance at all, and that's the score. And so we ought to be measuring who's winning, and a team like Virginia is winning. A team like Wake Forest is winning. But the measurements that we use in this day and age have been the problem for the ACC.
You know, what's interesting, Dan, is the AP poll, Virginia returned this week. They're at number 21 in the coaches' poll, 23. But I did notice the coaches' poll is markedly different than the AP today. And I noticed Virginia and several teams in the ACC are climbing in the net. The KenPom is a train wreck. If you go look at the KenPom ranking system, and they study all kinds of metrics with KenPom, Ken Pomeroy, it's hard to make sense of it. I mean, I tried to go into it, and I was like, all right, we're going down a rabbit hole. But my question to you is, now that we're closing in and getting closer to March, don't you think that the better teams are going to ultimately win out and hold their strength, if you will, their strength of schedule and so forth, and earn their way as we move into the conference tournament season?
Frank, I don't know that will happen, but if you're going to go to the NCAA tournament, that's what has to happen for you. We are in what I call Al Davis time. Just win, baby.
Yep.
And that's the only way you can control anything. You win the games in front of you, and then you let all that other nonsense take care of itself.
Well, Dan,
By the way, that's the Tony Bennett theory.
Yeah. And the coach's theory is always the next game is the most important game on the schedule. And for Virginia, that's Pitt tomorrow night. Dan Bonner will be doing the call. Should be a great game, Dan. So thank you for your time, and
we'll talk
to you again soon. All right, we're going to go to our final break. We got the Olympic report brought to you by Fridays. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dr. Robert Call's company, Clinical Research Partners, needs you to participate in a clinical trial to help tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines.
So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We will be enrolling for flu study this fall.
You could help make the difference for many other folks with your same problem. Think of it. You could be somebody else's hero.
Dr. Call is advancing medicine to improve lives.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com.
to explore our stunning lineup. And with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision craft performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision crafted performance and effortless transaction. Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888. The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Camp Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, gonna love it. Who's Talking is back. Final segment tonight. We've had a lot of fun with Tony Grillo, Dan Bonner, Jody Smith, and head lacrosse coach Lars Tiffany. And we're going to do the, well, before we do.
Who's on the show next week?
The Olympic Report. Let's talk about next week's show, the 19th. We've got Dr. Bobby Stokes, former UVA guard who has a ring from winning the ACC championship in
76,
Landover. Yep. James Ireland, former UVA All-Star goalie and a great friend of the program, and Dr. Boyd Rawls. So we have another fantastic lineup next week. All right, let's do the Olympic Sports Report sponsored by our good friends at Fridays, a.k.a. Fridays to Go. And Tony Grillo, any thoughts about your new restaurant? You want to break news on that?
Yeah, I'd love to. We're going to be opening up a barbecue house called Hanover Smokehouse. All our meat will be smoked in white oak. We'll do fresh scratch, all fresh scratch sides. And we've got a terrific chef, and we call him a pit master. We don't call him chef when you're in the barbecue
business.
Pit master.
Yeah.
Where is it going to be located?
It's going to be located out on 360 in Mechanicsville.
And hopefully we'll open when?
It will open hopefully March 4th in Hanover, and you know, and one of the themes of the restaurant is going to be, you know, from one of our great Virginians from Hanover,
Patrick Henry.
Who's so we're going to be give us barbecue or give us death.
I like
and
that.
That's the way we're going to be looking.
I like
at
that.
It.
Well, barbecue is important.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
So now, Frank and Hobbo will have to go out there and do the show out there. You know,
I'm sure that Frank and Jim will be first in line, and we look forward to that. And I got to tell you how much fun I've had here. You know, we've been partners for so many years, and we've been really sponsoring Who's Talking has been a joy, and really just being here and realizing the quality of your guests. And
what about the quality of the hosts?
Well, the hosts. which one?
All right, we'll avoid that subject then.
Yeah, we'll leave that at that. But you know, just really the quality of your guests over the years has been fantastic.
Let me be serious for a moment. You know, I've been blessed by your friendship, and we really do appreciate your support through the years. All right, real quick, Olympic news. We talked men's lacrosse earlier. The women's lacrosse team started 2-0. They had a come from behind win over the weekend over Stanford, 10-9. Men's tennis, and we're going to have the tennis coach on in 2 weeks, right?
Yes, Andres Pedrosa will be here on the 20th. Is that the 6th? 26.
Yeah, 26, 2 weeks from tonight.
So we're very excited about that.
The men's tennis team had a couple of hiccups, but they bounced back and beat the University of Georgia 4-0 over the weekend. Women's tennis, and this is significant. They're ranked number 11, but they beat number 1 North Carolina 4-0. And that's the first time North Carolina had been shut out since 2012. Pretty impressive.
And they also beat number 6 Pepperdine.
Yes, and the women's basketball team beat Wake Forest on Sunday, 87-79, so a good win for them. And we've talked lacrosse, but the other terrific spring sports that all our listeners follow is baseball.
Baseball?
And baseball will open the season Friday at home. First pitch scheduled for 3 o'clock, a 3-game series against the Hofstra Pride. And as you probably mentioned last week, Virginia is the preseason pick to win the Coastal Division of the ACC. So Brian O'Connor has another great team.
I'm hopeful that we can get Brian O'Connor lined up to join us on air here this spring. He's a busy man. I also want to point out the UVA men's and swimming programs competed in the 2024 World Aquatics Championships in Qatar. So, you know, UVA swimmers.
How much money are we spending on these road trips here?
You know, they got a big jet. What are you talking about?
I'm going to say, and I saw the golf team the other day was down in Puerto Rico playing in a tournament. We must have more money than God.
And they have to charge for this food tonight.
Yeah. Well, we're not a part of that. By the way, UVA men's golf is currently in sixth place in the Puerto Rico Classic.
And you mentioned swimming. I think the swimming, the championships are a couple of weeks down in Greensboro is the
ACC championships.
Of course, the women have won 3 consecutive NCAA titles going for number 4. So a very impressive. And we talked a few weeks back about the recruiting on the men's side of the swimming house. So the men are going to also be competing for national championships very soon.
Yeah, the men landed a couple of the top recruits in the nation recently. So yeah, it's very exciting. We also want to point out, although it's not Olympic news, UVA football landed a 2025 commit, and everyone calls this a position of need. Offensive lineman Grayson Reed of the Merritt School up in the D.C. area committed over the weekend. He's the number 55 interior offensive lineman, 6'3", 270, and he'll be a welcome addition in 2025. But it's a sign of things to come, I believe.
Well, Tony, right. See, that's the one thing Frank has taught me over the 15 years, that it's always football season.
Yeah,
it's always football. You never get out of football season.
Yeah, we like football.
Hey, a big game tonight in the ACC. Wake at Duke has implications in the standings. Tomorrow night, obviously, the big one at JPJ. Pitt comes to town. The Panthers have won 4 ACC road games already, so this is going to be a test.
Listen, they beat Duke and Cameron.
And beat Pitt, State and Raleigh, which Pitt, is not easy
Pitt
either.
Pitt is dangerous.
Absolutely.
Virginia's got to come out with their chin straps buckled and their...
Need to play defense like we did last Monday night against Miami.
They should be allowed to use a bayonet. That's the best defense.
Well, the one thing about it, we play really well at home, so hopefully that'll continue tomorrow night. Thanks for listening, Tony Grillo. Thanks for being in studio with us.
And
we'll be back next Monday night at 6, as always.
And we got Bobby Stokes, James Ireland, Dr. Boyd Rawls next Monday. Go Hoos, beat the Pitt Panthers.
Absolutely. Go Hoos.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dr. Robert Call's company, Clinical Research Partners, needs you to participate in a clinical trial to help tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines.
So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We will be enrolling for flu study this fall.
You could help make the difference for many other folks with your same problem. Think of it. You could be somebody else's hero.
Dr. Call is advancing medicine to improve lives.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit crownacurarichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup. And with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision crafted performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision crafted performance and effortless transaction. Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888. The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Camp Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
love it. Who's Talking is back. Final segment tonight. We've had a lot of fun with Tony Grillo, Dan Bonner, Jody Smith, and head lacrosse coach Lars Tiffany. And we're going to do the, well, before we do.
Who's on the show next week?
The Olympic Report. Let's talk about next week's show, the 19th. We've got Dr. Bobby Stokes, former UVA guard who has a ring from winning the ACC championship in
76,
Landover.
76, yeah.
Yep. James Ireland, former UVA all-star goalie and a great friend of the program. And Dr. Boyd Rawls. So we have another fantastic lineup next week. All right, let's do the Olympic Sports Report, sponsored by our good friends at Fridays, a.k.a. Fridays to Go. And Tony Grillo, any thoughts about your new restaurant? You want to break news on that?
Yeah, I'd love to. We're going to be opening up a barbecue house called Hanover Smokehouse. All our meat will be smoked in white oak. We'll do fresh scratch, all fresh scratch sides. And we've got a terrific chef, and we call him a pit master. We don't call him chef when you're in the barbecue
business. I like
that,
pit master. That's pit good. Master. Yeah.
Where is it going to be located?
It's going to be located out on 360 in Mechanicsville.
And hopefully we'll open when?
It will open hopefully March 4th in Hanover. And, you know, and one of the themes of the restaurant is going to be, you know, from one of our great Virginians from Hanover,
Patrick Henry,
who's so we're going to be give us barbecue or give us death.
I like
and
that.
That's the way we're going to be looking.
I like
at
that.
It.
Well, barbecue is important.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
So now Frank and Habba will have to go out there and do the show one night out there. You know,
I'm sure VIP taste testers.
I'm sure that Frank and Jim will be first in line, and we look forward to that. And I got to tell you how much fun I've had here. You know, we've been partners for so many years, and we've been really sponsoring Who's Talking has been a joy, and really just being here and realizing the quality of your guests, and
what about the quality of the hosts?
Well, the hosts. which one?
All right, we'll avoid that subject then.
Yeah, we'll leave that at that. But you know, just really the quality of your guests over the years has been
well. Let me be serious for a moment. You know, I've been blessed by your friendship, and we really do appreciate your support through the years. All right, real quick, Olympic news. We talked men's lacrosse earlier. The women's lacrosse team started 2-0. They had a come from behind win over the weekend over Stanford, 10-9. Men's tennis, and we're going to have the tennis coach on in 2 weeks, right?
Yes, Andres Pedrosa will be here on the 20th. Is that the 6th? 26.
Yeah, 26, 2 weeks from tonight.
So we're very excited about that.
The men's tennis team had a couple of hiccups, but they bounced back and beat the University of Georgia 4-0 over the weekend. Women's tennis, and this is significant. They're ranked number 11, but they beat number 1 North Carolina 4-0. And that's the first time North Carolina had been shut out since 2012. Pretty impressive.
And they also beat number 6 Pepperdine.
Yes, and the women's basketball team beat Wake Forest on Sunday, 87-79, so a good win for them. And we've talked lacrosse, but the other terrific spring sports that all our listeners follow is baseball.
Baseball?
And baseball will open the season Friday at home. First pitch scheduled for 3 o'clock, a 3-game series against the Hofstra Pride. And as you probably mentioned last week, Virginia is the preseason pick to win the Coastal Division of the ACC. So Brian O'Connor has another great team.
I'm hopeful that we can get Brian O'Connor lined up to join us on air here this spring. He's a busy man. I also want to point out the UVA men's and swimming programs competed in the 2024 World Aquatics Championships in Qatar. So, you know, UVA swimmers.
How much money are we spending on these road trips here?
You know, they got a big jet. What are you talking about?
I'm going to say, and I saw the golf team the other day was down in Puerto Rico playing in a tournament. We must have more money than God.
And they have to charge for this food tonight.
Yeah. Well, we're not a part of it. By the way, UVA men's golf is currently in 6th place in the Puerto Rico Classic.
And you mentioned swimming. I think the swimming, the championships are a couple of weeks down in Greensboro is the
ACC championships.
Of course, the women have won 3 consecutive NCAA titles going for number 4. So a very impressive. And we talked a few weeks back about the recruiting on the men's side of the swimming house. So the men are going to also be competing for national championships very soon.
Yeah, the men landed a couple of the top recruits in the nation recently, so yeah. It's very exciting. We also want to point out, although it's not Olympic news, UVA football landed a 2025 commit, and everyone calls this a position of need. Offensive lineman Grayson Reed of the Merritt School up in the D.C. area committed over the weekend. He's the number 55 interior offensive lineman, 6'3", 270, and he'll be a welcome addition in 2025. But it's a sign of things to come, I believe.
Well, Tony, right. See, that's the one thing Frank has taught me over the 15 years, that it's always football season.
Yeah,
it's always football. You never get out of football season.
Yeah, we like football.
Hey, right. a big game tonight in the ACC, Wake at Duke, has implications in the standings. Tomorrow night, obviously, the big one at JPJ. Pitt comes to town. The Panthers have won 4 ACC road games already, so this is going to be a test.
Listen, they beat Duke and Cameron.
And beat Pitt, State and Raleigh, which Pitt, is not easy
Pitt
either.
Pitt is dangerous.
Absolutely.
Virginia's got to come out with their chin straps buckled and their...
Need to play defense like we did last Monday night against Miami.
They should be allowed to use a bayonet. That's the best defense.
Well, the one thing about it, we play really well at home, so hopefully that'll continue tomorrow night. Thanks for listening, Tony Grillo. Thanks for being in studio with us.
And
we'll be back next Monday night at 6, as always.
And we got Bobby Stokes, James Ireland, and Dr. Boyd Rawls next Monday. Go Hoos, beat the Pitt Panthers.
Absolutely. Go Hoos.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.